The body talk session today focused on the crown chakra, which is situated at the top of the head and is related to our spiritual connection, or a connection to a bigger picture, something that is bigger than us, and how we fit into that. So for me, the word that always comes up around the pineal gland is connection, a sense of belonging, a sense of being held within a bigger picture, a bigger story, whatever that version is for you. And the interesting thing is that a lot of this session focused on the base chakra, which is not surprising because the base chakra is the opposite of the crown chakra. The one is on the top of the head, the other one is below the coccyx. So it is, they're directly linked in that respect. And they're also the top and the bottom of the chakra. If you look at this, at the seven chakras, some people talk about more, but I'm going to stick to those seven. And that if your base chakra is closed, if you don't feel that you are grounded and supported, then you are not able to open yourself up to trusting a bigger picture. Conversely, if you trust that there is a bigger, that you're being held in a bigger unfolding story, and that there is a holding in that, then with trusting, we are able to then open the base chakra and feel supported and grounded, which then feeds into a positive cycle. So it's not a surprise that I had to work on the ground and the base chakra as well. And the pineal gland also is very linked to flow and balance in the body. So the pineal gland is associated with the crown chakra. So when we are feeling that we can trust, when the base chakra and the crown chakra open, we actually open ourselves to the flow of life. We allow ourselves to be held and supported and carried along our soul's journey, instead of trying to exert control on how we think it needs to be because of fear. In the same respect, what came up also is the solar plexus chakra aspect of power, of one's self power. Which also links into the arrogance of it. It is a sense of being truly powerful because of being connected into something much greater than the self and being divine within that. So the session speaks to all of this. So I'll very quickly give you the feedback. We worked with releasing the belief that it's dangerous to stand out, and how this is a protective mechanism if we have this belief, and for each of you, so the belief statement, the next one that I had to release, it wasn't specific because it feels like it needs to be worded according to how it resonates for each of you, but it's basically standing in my power is arrogant, or a version of that, and then being afraid to receive attention. So this concept of self-power coming from an ego space and needing to stand out because of insecurity is not what I'm talking about here, but that's what we tend to hold on to. So it's about, because I then brought in a satellite event being the event of each of your birth. Because when we are born completely divine beings. We're totally connected, loving, creative. We haven't put on masks. And at that point in our lives, we are truly empowered. We don't give away our power. So I had to bring that in kind of as a reminder of what we still have within us and what we can go back to. So that was tapped out. Then I had to work with releasing a belief it is safer to be or to do it alone, whichever feels right. And that linked to the pineal gland around allowing flow. If we want to try and control things and do it, if we are afraid, we then try and exert control over our lives and do it ourselves and shut down from receiving support, universal support from others. And this is around being open to the flow and allowing yourself to be supported. Parallel to that, working with the small intestine, body chemistry, and serotonin deficiency within the small intestine. And I then did a lot of work around the gut brain and the lymph nodes in the abdomen and the ability to process and digest life. So when we are open to life, when we feel we are supported and held in a bigger picture, we then open ourselves generally to taking in the experiences that we need in life to grow and to learn. And this is literally, we take those in and we process and assimilate nourishment physically, but also consciously, and from a consciousness aspect. Okay, so that was then tapped out. And then we worked with this concept of protection. So the thymus gland and the lungs around releasing protection. And I had to do a group matrix, which usually was working with on a group of people and the energy bonds between them. And it was, in this case, the matrix was all the people that I'm doing the session for, so this group. And it felt important to reinforce the bonds of between all of you, because when we work, when we come together, our energy is amplified exponentially. We see this as body talk practitioners. When we come together to do courses, the most amazing things happen during the courses and even before and after, because of the kind of exponential energy that is created by being together. And it felt like it's necessary to create this group matrix to pull together the energy of all of you that I'm doing the session for, to help to enhance the balances and the shifts that will be happening. And also what came up then around all of this is the concept of interbeing, that when we come together, our energy is so much greater than what we try and do on our own. So this being connected to something bigger than us is about also, it's about interbeing. To read more about this, you could read Charles Eisenstein's work, amazing, where he talks about the way that we're going to heal our planet is to put our energy together, because then we have the power to shift the most phenomenal things. So for just a very simple example of how it's like a ripple in a pond effect. If you reach out and try and save a child that you see needs saving in some way or another, and that child then grows up to become a very important scientist to create something that is vital for the well-being of our planet, just through opening yourself up to someone else, then creates a ripple effect. And if we are all with interbeing, we are all connected and we are open to each other in ways that can create profound effects. Okay, so and obviously, as I said, the crown chakra is around being, is a sense of connection to something bigger than just the self in the world. And parallel to that, again, working with the thymus gland and bringing in balance and harmony, which is heart consciousness. So when we let go of the protection, we are enabling our heart, we're enabling ourselves to live from a heart space, and to be in that flow and to be an interbeing. So there you go. Wishing you all the very best. And please, if there's any questions at all, just send me an email.